York.
I didn't have to go far to be with him. I just went down to the memorial. I went down to the memorial and I shouldered my way past the tourists that stood there disrespectfully with their cameras snapping pictures at the black wall of names. As I walked in there, people said, "Hey, buddy, watch where you're going." But I just knocked him out of the way to stand there. People gave me a lot of room as they saw me grab my head and drop to my knees as I heard those voices! Those voices! That were forever blasted in my brain back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Pine Tree, 1967. I'll never forget the time I was sent away on a special op away from my unit. I got special orders temporarily assigning me to helicopter duty. I said, "Helicopters? But Captain, I don't know from helicopters." He said, "You have to know from helicopters. You know how to shoot a machine gun?" I said, "Sure, Dad." He said, "Well, that's what you're going to be, door gunner." And sure enough, I was a door gunner on a Huey attack aircraft. Captain Shostakovich, Lieutenant Kelly, and me in the door. It was unbelievable. You could level a hooch with a mere push of your thumbs. I'll never forget swooping in low and just leveling everything in the back. Yeah! Swinging back and forth in that harness. Watching hooches disintegrate. Knocking donkeys out of the road. Yeah! It was unreal. You can feel the whole aircraft vibrate when you fire that thing. I remember one time, we came into a hot LZ. Men were in trouble. Men were being cut down as soon as they hit the elephant grass. They called us in. We came over the ridge. Oh! Hovered there in place, oblivious to our own safety, just firing at the enemy. Finally, when the enemy was on the run, I turned around. I said, "Hey, Captain Shostakovich, that was some shootout. I was like ducks in a barbecue. Captain?" And I looked around. Both he and Lieutenant Kelly were slumped over the controls. We just hovered there, and there I am, hanging onto the gun, not knowing what to do. We were just hovering there like sitting ducks taking a tremendous amount of small arms fire. Suddenly, somebody connected with our tail rotor. We went spinning and spinning around and around and around. I thought, "Oh, God, here comes my oatmeal." Wow! Well, the thing disintegrated on impact. I was thrown clear of the wreckage. When I stood up, there I was, face to face with the whole NVA unit. They were all smiling, looking at me. I knew they were going to cut me down. I didn't go for that .45 on my hip. Instead, I went for my bayonet. They laughed even harder. There I was. One stupid honky with a bayonet in his hand. Surrounded by 35 VC. And I just smiled with that bayonet. I motioned, "Come on, come on, come on." And they were gaming people. They were gambling people, them VC. Sure enough, one of them came forward, threw down his rifle with his bayonet, and the rest of them started yelling, and we circled each other, and finally, I kicked his legs out from under him. I jumped him, and I buried that thing deep, and then I jumped up, wiped it on my leg, and then I motioned to another one. "Come on, come on." They could have cut me down at any time, but they didn't want to give me the satisfaction. They wanted to gut me like a pig. And so another one came forward, and the other guys started throwing money down. I was buying time. I knew I could get stuck by the knife or someone could shoot me, but I was just buying time. Before you know it, the gambling's going on. They're yelling, "Nice, I waited till they were all busy gambling and cheering and whooping, till there was only one with a gun slung loosely over his arm. I worked the knife fight over to where the weapons were lying. Then at the last minute, I took my knife. I threw it into the guts of the guard. I snatched up a weapon. And I cut him. I cut them all down, except their commanding officer. He I left standing there. There I was, holding that automatic weapon in my hand, looking at him. I could see him go pale. He reached for his bayonet. He said, "We give you chance. Now you give us a chance, like a sporting gentleman." I said, "Hey, you speak pretty good English, buddy." He said, "Actually, I'm very proud of my English. I studied in America." I said, "Oh, you studied in America, you got our savvy, and now you come back here to blow away Americans." He smiled, he said, "The misfortunes of war. I probably speak more grammatically correct English than you do." I said, "All right, you want a sporting chance, hotshot? I'll give you a sporting chance. If you're so proud of your English, let me hear you sing the Andrews Sisters' most famous song, without an accent. If you're so proud of your English, I'll let you walk. If you can sing the Andrews Sisters' most famous song without an accent, but if you screw it up, you're dead meat. Go ahead." He said, "Oh, Andrews Sisters, oh yeah. Rob me or rave me or rap me be Rory.